We are learning Maseches Tainis Daf Chof Amud Aleph, and we are beginning approximately 8-9 lines from the top, by where the Bach has a beis over there. In the middle of a Maiso, an Aktivim Ben Gurion, who needed water for the Klal Yisrael, being Oyle Regel, going off to the Beis HaMikdash, and there was no water, and he borrowed water from a certain guy, and he said, I'll pay back, if not, he will give him 12 kikrei kesef, a lot of money. And it came the day, and it didn't rain. And the water wasn't, the bayrus were not filled up with water. He couldn't pay back. So the hegemon, this guy was all excited. He went into the Beis HaMerchetz, and Nakdim Meguri went into the Beis HaMikdash and davened, and the rain came. And now when the rain came, it came extra rain. That the water, the 12 bayrus, the 12 pits full of water, cisterns full of water, were extra water. So now that's what we're up to in the Maisa. So it says in the Gemara, as the Hegmon was leaving the Beis HaMerchetz, the Nakdimin was leaving the Beis HaMikdash, and they banged each other, because when they met each other, so but Nakdimin said to him, probably in a joke, because I don't know if he owes him the money, he said, you know, give me money, because I gave you extra water. So he answered back like this. I know that the rain came because of you, because it didn't rain the whole season, also rain now. I know it's because of you. I agree to that. The only problem is, it rained after the sun wasn't around anymore. I can get my money. Why? Because it already was dark before the rain. And the rain landed when it was in Marishus already. The rain landed after Shkia. So Nakdim went back to the Beis HaMikdash. He wrapped himself up with tefillah and davened in front of. Show the world that you have beloved in this world. The clouds left, and it was still sunny. And like it's mivuyim in the Marsha, that what happened was the sun really never set. It was cloudy, and the sun was supposed to set now. The nace was the sun stopped where it was. It stopped moving. By now it would have set. It never set. It was dark because of the clouds. And by now already it should have set. But Hashem made a nace and held up the sun. And now when the clouds left, the sun was shining. If not that the chama is shining now, I would have had an opening to take the money from you, and the sun is shining, so I have nothing to say. Tana learned in a brisa, loy Nakdimon Shmoy. His name really was Nakdimon. Elo Boini Shmoy. His name was Boini. But Loma Nikro Shmoy Nakdimon. Why do we call Nakdimon? She Nakdura Cham Bavura. Because the sun shined for him. Nakdura is Loshen of Zarcha. Because the sun shined for him, that's why his name is Nakdimon. Tana Rabbanon. Three people were zeicha that the sun stopped for them. Who are three people? Moshe, Yeshua, Nakdim Ben Gurion. These three, Bishlam Nakdim Ben Gurion, the Gemara. It's a Gemara idea. It's a Messiah. We have that Nakdim Ben Gurion, the sun stopped them. Yeshua Nami Kra. It's a pasuk. The Chassid says in the pasuk, Vayidoim Hashemesh. It says in the pasuk, Vayidoim Hashemesh V'yareich Amod Ad Yikam Goy Oyavav. That one of the wars that Yeshua was fighting against the Shiva Samim in Eretz Yisrael, the sun stopped and the moon stopped also. Everything stopped. First apostle. But Moshe, where's the makar that Moshe, the sun stopped for Moshe? You learn like Zeir Shava to teach us that by Moshe Rabbeinu, the sun stopped as well. Siv Hacha. It says in the pasuk like this: Hayom ezeh ochel teis pachta v'yersecha al pnei amim. It's machlekes. We're talking about sichoin or oig, but either way, it says the pasuk lashon ochel teis pachta v'chiziv hasam, and it says by Yeshua ochel gadlecha. So we make a drasha that ochel that just like by Yeshua the sun stopped by Moshe Rabbeinu as well. Rav Shmuel Bar Nachman has different words to use for Gzeirah Shava. Oma Asiya taste. Ksiv hacha ochel taste pacht. Ksiv hasam v'yoyim taste Hashem v'samari. It says by Yehoshua v'yoyim taste Hashem v'samari. Rabbi Yechon Oma Asiya v'guf v'kra. You can learn from the pasuk itself. You don't have to bring a gzeres shava. From this pasuk alone, Yom Hazeh can learn. The pasuk like this: Hayom Hazeh Ochel Teitz Pachtcha V'Yirischa Al Pnei Ha'amim Tachas Kol Hashemayim Asher Yishmu Shemecha V'Rogzim Kol Panecha. So it says a lashon Tachas Hashemayim. And Amos say, and it says, "Rogzu v'cholum apnecha takas hashemayim." So Amos says, "Rogzu v'cholum apnecha b'shah shenikdam alay or nikdar alay cham alay Moshe." When the sun shone for Moshe, I can ask me a kasha. We had a few weeks ago as parasha, and parasha is vayetzei vayifgu b'makim zok the medrash. The Gemara in Chulin, Rashi brings down of an art that it wasn't supposed to get dark, but Hashem wanted him to sleep in that place, so Hashem brought the sun down shoka chama earlier. And then it says later on in the parashah of Yishlach that by the sun, when he had a fight with the Sarei Shel Esav and he Gidon Asher was injured, it says Vayizrach LeHashemesh that the Shemesh came early for him. So you see, Yaakov Avinu, also the sun stopped and went early for him. Not only these three, it's four. It's Yaakov and Moshe Yeshua. They break Tosis in the Maseches Avodah Zarah. Ever Tosis there it's not as like this. Why? Because like we just said, there's a Tashlumen. That is set early for him to go to sleep in Har Maria, it rose early for Bara Gidon Asher. Therefore, since it was Tashlumim, then that's why it's not counted as one of the cases. But here, it stopped, and that time was never made up. That's why it's a chiddush by these three. So, the Gemara Vayta. It said in the Mishnah, Mechein ir, Shloi Hoy Yardu Ola Gashamim, if there's a city that the one city got Geshamim, the other city did not get Geshamim. And the Gemara brings a pasuk to support such a case, where it says in the pasuk, "Tarti al ir achas, al ir achas loy emtar, chelka achas tamtir, and one part will not rain." So it says then the main city fast, and the other city masrios. They fast and they don't blow shofar. Om Rav Yudam Rav, on the pasuk, not on our Mishnah, on the pasuk, v'shneim leklala. In that pasuk, both of them are leklala. Because the ear that gets rain is getting too much rain and it ruins the tour. And the ear, the city does not get rain, obviously that's not good because it doesn't get rain and there'll be a famine over there. So, stay in Meklala. Actually, our Mishnah wasn't exactly stay in Meklala because it said in our Mishnah only the main city had all the dinim of tainis, the other one didn't. But this is, like Rashi says, going on the pasuk. Rashi says, akra kai. Stay in Meklala is going on the pasuk. The pasuk, both of them will Meklala. Now the Gemara is going to bring down four different psukim where Rav Yehuda taiched it lebracha, even though the simple taich sounds like it's a klala. It says in Eicha, "Hoy saw Yerushalayim lenida b'neim." Yerushalayim was like a nida b'neim. So usually you learn that it's like a bad thing. Yerushalayim was like separated from us. Om Rav Yehuda Rav lebracha, it's a bracha. Why can nida? Yerushalayim is compared to a nida. My nida yesh laheta. It's a heta. She goes to the mikveh for 7 days and she's tar. After Yerushalayim yesh laheta kana. Yerushalayim also. We're going to have Mashiach is going to come. We're going to have a takana. It's not a done deal. Pasuk says Vaitin in Eicha Hoysa Ka'amana. Don't say Hoysa Amana. Ke'amana. Am Ravid Lebracha. It's a bracha. Ka'amana v'lo Amana Mamish. It's like Amana, but not Mamish Amana. Ela Ke'isha Shaholach Bailo Medinas Yam Dait Lachla. It's like someone's husband who went to Medinas Yam, but he's coming back. It's not a Mamish Amana. It's like Amana. So it's also a bracha. Another pasuk. The pasuk says, "V'gam ani nesati eschem nivzim v'shvelim." Punkt is brought down in Rashi and Parash Mikas. This pasuk, just to bring the loss of nesati. But the pasuk says there that Hashem will put eschem in galus as these low nivzim v'shvelim, like low people. And on Rav Yehuda, it's a bracha. The bracha, why? Since we're not chashuv enough, we don't get special jobs like being the tax collector and the shoytrim. We're not become tax collectors, loy gazafti, and not shaitrim, which means the people who are the police. In those days, the police was a chashuv job. They didn't give it to someone who was a low life, and therefore they didn't want to give the Eden these jobs. But it's a good thing, because those jobs everyone hates. Everyone hates a tax collector, and everyone hates a shaitrim. And if the Jews were tax collectors and shaitrim, it would not be good for the Jews. So it's a bracha that we are looked at as low people, and therefore don't get these jobs. And the last example is the pasuk Vehika Hashem. This is a pasuk by Chia HaShiloini. That is, this pasuk is when Chia HaShiloini, the Navi, was telling Yeravam ben Avot, I think, a klala. And it says, Vehika Hashem es Yisrael kashu yonud hakona b'mayim. Hashem will hit Kla Yisrael like he hits a reed in the water. Amrav Yudom Rav El Brach. It's a bracha. What's pshat in the pasuk that says, "Ne'amonim pitzei oyev"? A oyev who gives someone a clap, that's he does it, you know, for a good thing. But the opposite is the neshika soine. A kiss from an enemy is no good. Or it means lashon heavy. A kiss from a soine is no good. You'd rather get a musar from your friend than a hug from your enemy. Those are no good. It's better the curse of achia shulaini to Klal Yisrael than the bracha that Bilam Rasha benched Klal Yisrael. Achia shulaini kalam v'kana. He gave a klala to Klal Yisrael. This be like a reed in the water. Amalem Yisrael v'hika Hashem Yisrael kashiyona v'kana. And Kana has some interesting milas. My Kana, first of all, it's in the place, it grows dafka in water. So he always has nourishment. And if you cut it down, it grows right back. It has a lot of roots. Any wind in the world, the biggest hurricane, it doesn't get uprooted. It just goes up and down. It goes with the wind. It pops back up. So that's what the Yidden are. Yidden get thrown this way, that way, try to kill us, nothing happens. We stand right back up. That's what a Yid is, a Kana. Have a Bilam Arash, a Birchan Be'eretz. He benched us the same way, like a cedar tree. Shnemaka Arazim Ali Mayim, as Pot says. Ma Erez, a Inoy Makamayim. My Erez usually does not stand Makamayim. It's not where it grows. It grows regular in the fields. Ve'in Gizem Machel. If you cut it down, it doesn't regrow itself. Ve'in Shrosh Rubim. Doesn't have a lot of roots. I feel called a rukish boy, regular wind doesn't knock it down. But kim's not my ruch to raimis, once you get the southern wind that's very strong, a cross soy by frosay upon it, uproots it and knocks it on its face. So it's not so good to be an eres. So we rather have achia shalini's klala than bilam harosha's bracha. And even though it says in the pasuk Ali Mayim, Rashi says that Ali Mayim was the Hashem by being mehapech the klala of bracha. That's what Rashi learns. It says, Ka'arazim, and Hashem said, no, Ali Mayim. But like upon him, Bilam compares it to Arazim, which is no good, and Achia Shlain is like a Kana. And the Kana has another Mayim. Lo Oid, El Shazacha Kana Lita, Amen, Akum, Mestilta, Mesev, Atarim, Vim, Ksuvim. Kana, which is, with Yidna compared to a Kana, so it was Zaycha that you, when you write a Sefer Torah, you use a kumis, you use a Kana, and you carve out the bottom, and you write a Sefer Torah with it, with a kumis. Why? Because Yidna compared to a Kana. Continuing with the idea of Kana, Tana Rabbanan, Lo Oilam Ye Odom Rach Kana, a person always should be soft like a Kana, while Yekosha Ke'erez, you shouldn't be strong, which is, you should be easy going like a Kana, and not rigid like a Erez. Maisa, Shabbat Rabbi Yezbe Rav Shimon, Migdal Gedar, Mebeis Rabbi, Lezbe Shimon was coming from Migdal Gedar, from his Rebbe's house, from Yerochav HaChamar, he's riding a donkey, and they were riding on the riverbank, he felt very, very good. He just finished a few mesechtas. He had a very good zman. But he said, "Daita gasolov," and he was a little bit of haughty. He learned a lot of Torah. He put in very good hours in battle. He learned a lot of ritzifus, and he's feeling good about himself. So this is talking about a big tzaddik here. We're talking about a person showed up that he was very mechuyer, and I'll tell you what the Mashah says. Mashah says, Nidmaloi kenochri mbnei kush. He looked like a nochri mbnei kush. That's what he looked like. So he was mechuyer. Rashi and Taizma speaking out, there was a Yahweh Navi dressed up like this person, but he was a mechuyer b'yayser, like a guy, dressed up like a guy, like a shvarza guy. Omaloi, Shalom Alecha Rabbi. So this person, this Adam mechuyer, tells Rabbi Eliezer Rav Shimon, he says, Shalom Alech Rabbi. You know, he greeted him. But Allah Hichzalah, he didn't answer Aleichem Shalom. What did he answer? Allah, he tells this guy, Reka, empty one, how disgusting are you? Is everyone in your city also like look like you? Allah, he says, any day, I'm not sure, but Ella, Leich Ve'emar Le'uman Shasani, go tell the person who made me, the Uman who made me, How disgusting is this kli? Go back to the factory. It's not, you know. That's what he answered him. It's a good answer. Lazarus Shimon felt bad. Once he realized that he said the wrong thing, he came down from the chamar and he lay down in front of him. I was not nice to you. Until you go back to the Uman, to Hashem, how disgusting this kli that you made. So Rabbi Hashem was following this Odom Mechur, until they reached the city. So his Lezav Shimon's people from the city came to greet him. The cross side. Shalom Alecha, Rabbi, Rabbi, Mary, Mary. He said, "Oh, look, welcome back, Rabbi, Rabbi, Mary, Mary." Omalahem, lemi atem kairim, Rabbi, Rabbi. Omuloi lezeh shemetay alecha recha. Omuloi lezeh shemetay alecha recha. Was saying Shalom Alecha to the one who's coming after you. Omalahem, imzeh Rabbi al yirbu kamoise b'Yisrael. If that's your Rabbi, we don't want more of those. That's what the other Mechura said. Omuloi peima. So the people said, "Why?" Omuloi kach kach osli. This is what he told me. He's because of the people. Shouldn't do this often. It sounds like you could do it once in a while. I'm making a dig. I'm gonna let you rogalaskin. Miyad nichas v'lezer Rabbi Shimon v'darash. Lo oylam yodim rach ikani. If he's soft like ikana, va'yikasha ke'eretz. Lefikach. If he's soft like a kana and not rigid like an eretz, because zacha kana lita lemena kumas little v'zevet erev tolmuzuzus. Therefore, the kana was zeicha to become the kumas, the pen to write zevet erev tolmuzuzus. Are you going to ask me like what's going on here? Lezav Shimon, this is if it's a Lezav Shimon, it's a tana. If it's that Lezav Shimon, then it's a tana. How could it be such a thing? So the farshim to speak out that he saw in this person, it wasn't just like he didn't look good. He saw in him midas, that the reason why he looked mechor was because his midas weren't good, and that's why he said reka. But still, what? Right, Eliyahu Navi. But yeah, but he was dressed up in a way that like that. Are they straight in the svarim? But if you learn it was a non-Jew from Bnei Kush, you could hear the taina happens to be. But in certain svarim, the colored svarim that bring down, they don't bring down the pshat from Masha. Probably not politically correct, and they bring down the pshat is like this that. It's because they saw Epistemidus problem in him, that's why he said it like that. It can't be literally taken that he just ripped into someone unprovoked, because it's talking about a Tanayim, and therefore it has to be explained the proper way. But Akapanim, obviously we don't understand everything the Gemara says, but Akapanim, one thing we do come out of the Gemara is, La'olam yehei odom rach kekana.